Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's going to be a rough one. Storm's coming.
It's only when Ken starts the program off like that do we know that it's going to be one of those Friday nights. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, supported by Senior Grubbies. Now with two spots, their original location in Carlsbad Village, and now the new one up in Oceanside. Find them online at eatgrubbies.com. It's Jeremy. With me tonight, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist.
Yeah, I was off of Nantucket back out. We were fresh out of Gloucester.
And if you
wonder
why, because there is a certain nautical theme to the brew we have tonight, and it's not naughty by nature. It's nautical by name.
Nautical by nature.
Tyler and Sam from Ketch Brewing joining us, a brewery that is at Kearny Mesa. What is the story for Ketch Brewing?
We had this facility, and it all goes way back to when the Chargers were here. We actually worked with the Chargers, and we fed the Chargers. So, well, when they left, we had to figure out a new way to use the space. And so we decided, hey, you know what? We've always wanted to get into brewing. It's something we've been scared of, and it's so competitive, but we felt right place, right time, and things all seem to come together, especially with the introduction of Sam. And so we turned that into a brewery / tasting room, and the rest is history.
Wait, did I miss something? What restaurant was feeding the Chargers?
The Brigantine.
The Brigantine?
So what was Brigantine HQ is now Ketch Brewing's tasting room, where you can still grab great food and pair it with some amazing beer, which we're going to try tonight. And, you know, since Ken just got done with an hour drive down the 15, what's our first beer tonight?
All right, our first beer is Ketch Kolsch. So if you're not familiar with the Kolsch style, it's a German-style ale from Cologne, Germany.
It's funny this is our first beer tonight, because this is also the very first beer that I had from you guys. This is my gateway beer to Ketch Brewing. And
this is lovely. Well, it's a great style of beer, too, for anybody who says, I don't really like craft beer, it's painful.
Yeah. This is not painful.
No,
this is
not at all.
Light, this tastes crisp, crushable. I will say one thing about your style and brewing for Ketch, Sam, is that all your beers really crisp and clean. Amazing beers to pair with food.
Thanks, Jeremy. That's something that we're really proud of and that we get really excited about, is just making clean, light, sessionable. A lot of our beers are low ABV, although we do have higher ABV beers as well. But most importantly, they just pair really well with food.
And Jeremy, you brought up a great word, which I love to use for all of our beers. We have a wide variety of beers, but it's so hard to try and say, oh, it's crisp, it's clean. All of those describe our beers, but they truly are crushable. You can continue to do one after another because they finish so clean. And again, because Sam said, the ABV is right at a nice spot, too.
Starting to put two and two together here.
My glass is empty, and I need another beer. We're going to start out with some Outkast. So you got it. You want it. Here it is. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Ken, sometimes I do wonder where you put all the beer you drink. Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Tonight, drinking with our friends from Ketch Brewing. Tyler and Sam just finished off the Ketch Kolsch. By the way, I must say, congratulations. You mentioned it in passing that the Ketch Kolsch just won bronze, didn't it, at the California, what is it, California Brewers Cup?
Yeah, California Craft Brewers Cup, which just had the award ceremony last Thursday.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Ketch Brewing is a year old. Have you been brewing since it established itself as a brewery?
Yeah, our first batch of beer was in June last year, so we're just over 1 year old.
Can I ask you an honest question?
Yeah.
You're like 12. How did you get this job?
That's really funny. I think I just have like a young looking beautiful face.
Seriously, how did you get the job as head brewer at Ketch Brewing?
You know, to be honest with you, I think during the interview with Tyler here, I was just really passionate about doing simple beer really well.
It just was a good fit. You know, we were lucky. We interviewed a bunch of people and a bunch of great candidates. At the end of the day, we asked a very important question, and that is, if you could brew one beer for the rest of your life, what would you brew? Every applicant answered with IPA, except for Sam. Sam's answer was Pilsner. And as soon as he said that, after speaking with everybody else, I'm like, he's different. He has a different vision. He doesn't want to be what everyone else is being right now. He wants to do his own thing. And the fact fact that he was kind of centered in classic styles, that meant a lot to us too.
Did you come from a brewing background? Have you been brewing at, you know, smaller brew pubs around San Diego or around the States?
You know, I've actually spent a lot of time doing oceanography.
Yeah. How does brewing beer and oceanography relate?
Yeah. Water, I guess.
Not very much. There's not a lot of overlap other than, you know, just like working in oceanography for, you know, nine years or so.
I'm just working on the math here. You've done oceanography for 9 years.
Yeah.
I mean, do you have a doctorate or something?
Yeah, so I have a PhD.
Wow. Doctor. Dr. Sam.
Yeah, it's true. And that's the namesake of one of our beers. My last name is Billheimer, and we have Dr. Billheimer's Magic Pilsner, so I figured, you know, we have to use the PhD title somehow. So
I'll
put it in there.
I absolutely.
Which also won a medal this year, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wow. I won a silver at the U.S. Open Beer Championship.
Look at this guy. Yeah. It's not just about fish anymore.
Look at the big brain on Sam.
Yeah. Woo. All right, doggy.
You guys are making me blush.
Dude, I was in a PhD program, but I just dropped out to work at a brewery. I didn't finish.
Well, I mean, insane story is enough it is to describe. I've been just kind of sipping on this next beer as Ken's been chugging it. What are we drinking next, Sam?
So this next beer is Altamar. It's our Vienna lager.
Oh, yeah.
We know Vienna style lagers are so great because unlike a Pilsner, the malt really comes through and that just matches the savory. It's like a big comforting quilt around your mouth.
You look at it and, you know, anybody who's not into beer looks at it and sees this dark color and thinks, oh, that's going to be sweet. That's going to be sticky. Yeah. But again, you just get these light toasty notes.
That's one of my favorite things about this beer is you look at it and you see kind of the copper hue and the aroma is malty and you think it's going to be sweet just from the appearance and the aroma. But it is actually our driest beer that we have. Yeah. Our entire menu.
Mm. Oh, it's kinda cool. Leaves so you wanting more.
Let's take a break when we come back. I think you picked a great song for this beer, Tyler. We'll do the Bob Marley. I'm not going to tell you what it is. You can wait for that. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9.
This looks like a sunset over Bali.
What month?
During the monsoon season when there's enough moisture in the air to refract the light so you get more red waves
through. Are you trying to impress Dr. Billheimer?
I really am.
It is the Rock and Roll.
Do you need a TA? I'll TA for you.
Tonight, drinking with our friends from Ketch Brewing, Dr. Sam and Tyler have joined us. You can find them in Kearney Mesa in their tasting room, which is also a kitchen. So beer and food together, the best of all worlds.
Who'd have thunk?
And man, I'm telling you right now, you want an experience for lunch. This is a great spot to check out. And I want to talk about this gorgeous sunsetty little beer. Tell me about the Prickly Pear Shandy.
Yeah, so this is hands down our most refreshing beer. And, you know, we call it a shandy, but to be honest with you, it's shandy inspired. So instead of mixing beer with lemonade, we actually make lemonade out of the beer by adding Meyer lemon. So it's beer lemonade, right? We're not watering down the beer.
Beer lemonade.
Yeah, exactly. So we have this tart, flavorful Meyer lemon, which I think is balanced really well by the sort of earthy sweetness of the prickly pear cactus fruit.
It is so well balanced that there's not one thing that you go, oh, because to me, shandies are, they lean way too heavy on one side or the other. You get too much bitterness, you get too much beer.
You get that lingering, phony lemonade.
There's nothing lingering. You get at first sip that back of the tongue bitterness. It's like, hey, hey, bro, there's lemon here. But then you have beer, and then as it washes back, you definitely get all that subtle sweet tartness from the prickly pear.
And it's beautiful, man. I could stare at this beer all day long.
Now, with this kind of, we're kind of at the end of summer. I mean, we're still having 80-degree days. Is this going to be something that'll disappear from the beer lineup, make way for another seasonal, and then come back next summer, possibly?
Yeah, that's sort of the idea right now. But, I'd like to get some darker beers on there for the winter.
Hey, you won't find any argument from me. We'll have to talk as we play some Clash about possible darker beers that you have coming to your lineup. And, you know, Ken and I will consult for you.
Yes.
That's probably the worst idea ever. So
Rock and Roll
Happy
Hour
on Alt 94.9. This is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Tonight, drinking with Dr. Sam and Tyler from Ketch Brewing. You'll find them in Kearney Mesa in their tasting room / kitchen, which is awesome because we've been talking about beer and food with you guys all night. tonight. We just finished off the Prickly Pear Shandy. We've had the Altmark Vienna Lager and the Ketch Kolsch. All of those you'll find on the menu when you order food at your tasting room, which is really cool because you guys actually will offer up suggestions as to what should pair with each food item. Kudos to you guys on knocking that one out of the park, because anybody who pops in may wonder, well, I'm having this. What should I put with it? And you have your expert opinion right there for them. Now, Ken, this is a moment I've been waiting for. This is kind of, it's gonna throw you back a little bit. And I want you to taste this beer.
Okay.
As Sam tells us what we're drinking.
All right, so this is Celestial Navigation. This is our flagship IPA.
Now I pause for Ken's reaction.
This is dry and delicious.
That's exactly what we're going for. So yeah. With this one, we call this like a San Diego style IPA.
Oh yeah,
in the sense that it's really light bodied, really dry.
I got goosebumps. This is what made me fall in love with IPAs way back when.
There has been a reoccurring theme over there, I would say the last month and a half, of breweries who are starting to come back around to doing San Diego style IPAs.
That pendulum swinging back.
As we start to, as hazies have probably reached their max in terms of exposure and hype, a lot of people, much like how Pilsners came back on the scene, it's being driven by brewers who want to brew more towards their roots, are all starting to brew these San Diego style IPAs. Dry, hoppy, clear, crisp, clean. And man,
my first thought was, I tried to drink IPAs when they first started hitting the radar in the mid 90s or whatever. And it's like, and then one day I had some warm IPAs in my trunk. This is a true story. I used to tell this when I was a tour guide. So, it's true. So anyway, I had a box of Cheez-Its and some Tapatio sauce. And I'm there at the beach, and I'm just having a grand old time. It's like, damn, I ran out of water. Oh, I got one of these warm IPAs, and with the salt air, cheese-flavored crackers, and with a dry, piney, grapefruit, rindy IPA, that's when I thought, damn, I have just discovered a new dimension. And this encapsulates that. This is just an old school San Diego IPA, and I love it.
Thank you.
So now my biggest question with this, Sam, you literally got the job because you chose not an IPA is the one beer that you would make for the rest of your existence as a brewer. How do you go about making an IPA and make it this good?
To be honest with you, it's the type of IPA that I like to drink, and it's something that I get excited about. I want to keep, with this IPA, I didn't want the bitterness to be too high, like a classic, West Coast IPA. So we try to subdue the bitterness a little bit, but have just massive amounts of late edition hops and a lot of aroma and hop flavor.
And it's got all of those. It harkens to both styles. A new style IPA and a San Diego style IPA. You get those almost exotic fruit-like hops mixed with that dryness, and it just slays it, dude. It makes me real happy. Thank you for putting this beer out there.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
No. I feel 10 years younger.
But you aren't.
Oh.
we're gonna suck down the last bit of the Celestial Navigation IPA, and Tyler wanted to pair Feel Good Ink with this. We'll do it next on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Alt 94.9. It always comes to this point on a Friday night where I just don't want it to end. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Supported by Senior Grubbies, now with two spots, the original location in Carlsbad and the new one up in Oceanside. Find them online at eatgrubbies.com. With me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. And the new kids in town, they've been up for about a little over a year. Ketch Brewing in Kearney Mesa, we've got Tyler. And I'm just going to call you Dr. Sam from now on because, a head brewer who has a PhD in oceanography, how's that degree working out for you? He knows a lot about water and how to manipulate it, which makes him really good with the beer he makes.
There you go.
We just wrapped up the Celestial Navigation IPA. We've had his Prickly Pear Shandy, his Altmark Vienna Lager, and their Ketch Kolsch. We will end with the beer that you guys canned for the first time, your Come On Pelican IPA, which the name slays me because, you have, Ken, look, there's a pelican on the logo.
I love pelicans.
But I have some devious information. You see on that can how there's a flamingo?
Yeah.
Tyler, you and I share something, a love for Scarface.
Yes, we do.
And you told me off the air that Come On Pelican is actually a Scarface reference.
What?
That I didn't get until you told me.
Yeah, so the reference comes from, we're all sitting around and, it's our 1 year anniversary. It's a big deal. And we're like, how do we make the most out of this? So we decided to do the canning with it. And so with the canning came, what are we going to name it? So we wanted to name it something around our logo. So what was Pelican focused? And my brother's a big Scarface fan. fan too, and him and I were actually in a place the other day where it was on. I remember this one scene that came on, and so as Tony Montana is sitting in the hot tub,
you said it right, man.
And spot Michelle on. Pfeiffer's getting upset with him because all he's doing is talking about money, and.
I'm literally watching
the scene in my head
as he's describing it.
And as Al Pacino sitting in his hot tub watching the 4 to 5 TVs across from him, and Manny sitting on a chair off to his right, I believe, he goes, "Hey, Manny, check out the Pelicans." And so you see the shot on the screen, and he goes, "Come on, Pelican." And all of a sudden, you see these flamingos fly away. So Tony Montana doesn't even know what the difference between a flamingo and a pelican. So,
oh, my goodness.
But, and you'll see on the side, and this is only on the cans, and this beer is available at our tasting room and only available in cans. You'll see on the side of the can, there's a little flamingo there.
And now you know why.
So someone is looking at this can, they're like, "Oh, wow, this can's really cool. Oh, there's a flamingo there. I don't get that, but okay, whatever. The beer's really good."
Sam, give me your take on how you celebrated your 1 year anniversary of making this beer.
Yeah, we wanted to brew something special, and we wanted to can it, obviously. So we decided to do a West Coast IPA with double dry hops. We used Eureka, Calypso, and Equinaut hops. We basically just threw a ton of dry hops at it, and I think it shows in the beer. You know, it's a little more bitter than it's a little bit more closer to a classic West Coast IPA, but than our Celestial Navigation, in the sense that it has a bit more bitterness and a bit more maltiness. But I mean, it has huge hoppy aroma.
Dude, once again, it's a return to that San Diego style West Coast IPA.
Oh, it's a monster.
What is this? This is like around 7%?
This is only 6.5%.
What? Yeah. There be monsters.
Dude. So now you said the most important thing about this beer is it is in cans in your tasting room right now. So we can get this beer, we can take it home, we don't have to worry about growlers soon.
Soon.
If we want to find out more about what's going on with Catch Brewing, how do we keep up with you guys?
Yeah, follow us on Facebook, Instagram. Our handle is Catch Brewing.
And now, since you made that Scarface reference, I will say two things. One, there's also an Easter egg on the bottom of the can. So when you buy the beer, look at the Easter egg and you can laugh that it's another Scarface reference. And there was always a rumor that Blink-182 got their name because there was 182 in the Scarface movies. So we're going to play Blink as we go out and finish this. You guys, thank you for joining us on this Friday night. Love you. Go try their beer. We'll see you next Friday, 7 o'clock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.